This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, I'm Matt Mann.
I'm Nine.
This is After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
Welcome back. Hopefully, this is not to you. To them. Them. You.
Oh,
you
people right listening.
Now.
I got you.
That's what they always tell us in I'll say this. In Radio 101 back in the day, they'd always say, when you talk to someone, when you're talking to the audience, you say you, because the person listening will identify with that.
Yeah.
But when you're in a room, you're usually just, if you're looking at someone and you say you, that person's making eye contact. They know.
Yes.
But then on the radio, you put that thin veil of not BS, but you're talking to each other using your names.
You have to say the name because the people can't see which you're talking to if there's four of you in the room.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was one of my harder, I've excelled at it greatly. I'm amazing at it now. But in the past, I had real struggles.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm looking up a phone number that just called me.
It's a weird number. Uh-oh. Oh. Hello, Mr. Nine. You owe us money.
Probably. It doesn't come up to anything. Never mind.
Oh, it doesn't.
It's probably just a robocall then.
I don't understand how that. I don't know if this is going to make sense. I don't understand how phone numbers work and that, like, you.
I can tell you something about how they work.
Google owns a bunch of numbers, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, who did they buy them from?
Yeah, like how do we decide like what numbers AT&T and T-Mobile and Verizon and Google and Spectrum, who owns what?
And then the scammers
and they take the numbers with you now, so you own the number.
The scammers have,
as long as you paid the bill before you left,
smartened up in a way because they're like, okay, these phone companies now realize they're going to put on their possible scam.
Yes.
I read that they do that because if it's not, they can get sued because it looks like they're invading your privacy rights. Nevertheless, that they still will get, you can get, like, I got a number the other day, an odd one, I had to look up. I was like, it had a 843 area code. So in the state of South Carolina. And I was like, oh, okay, who could the hell did this be? And I looked it up and it's on that do not answer, this is a scam thread.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, thank God for the internet.
Well, you know, we're up to six. We talked about this on a previous podcast, how we have six area codes in this state now.
Yeah.
We got like 5 million people in six area codes now. And everybody else is adding area codes like crazy too. Like, we're adding more area codes than we are people because all the damn scam calls and robocalls, man. That's who's taking up all the numbers.
Yeah. I mean, hell, it's going to end up being like all the numbers on a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Dollar bill, y'all. Yeah. So when they get the phone, like who are they paying for that? Like, if I have a website, and I register with a website provider or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's called Yo Mama. I forget. Mm-hmm. But who are they registering with? Like, who owns that, to make a .com? Is that like some.
Yeah. Who owns the DNS?
Is this going to sound like one of those commercials?
This will sound really dumb to people.
It sounds dumb, me saying it. I don't understand. Like, who are they registering it with?
I don't know how that works.
Like, I can't tell you. There's an internet with patents. You can do your country, or you can do all of Europe. You can do a worldwide one. When you do that, who are you paying for that?
Yeah.
The world?
Yeah. How are you getting the worldwide patent that's going to be upheld by every government?
I don't know. It's like the Antarctic Treaty. I don't get it.
Well, I don't think Zimbabwe's government cares if there's something to make money off of now. They need it.
Oh, and if that doesn't work, they'll just make new money.
Yeah.
Different money.
Different money. New currency. Like
variations of sports cards now.
Yeah.
We're going to do pink dollars this week.
This is a new currency.
Got that diamond mosaic prism dollar.
Yep.
God, it's weird. That's why you should invest in metals. New metal. Listen to last week's podcast. It's great. Yeah. Or yesterday's or a couple of days
ago. One, or maybe tomorrow's. Who knows?
Who knows? We knock out 63 of these in one afternoon.
It's crazy. We do a lot of them. We were talking about on the Rise Guys morning show the other day. We asked people, we got into it early in the morning, so we asked people to text in if they thought to consider themselves a fan of the show or just a listener of the show.
Oh, and that's a personal conflict I have.
Yeah. Well, it was fun, though.
Somebody was talking to us, somebody in our MKT department, whatever that stands for, and they were like, "You're fans." I was like, I have a hard time with that. I know there's a difference between fans and listeners.
Yeah.
But I also enjoy the term audience.
Yeah.
That just means you're listening, but you might not like it. But then again, those listen more.
Mm-hmm. But it's weird to think about that. Like, consider people fans. It's a weird thing.
Again, if you listen to this or the other ones, I think there's a hint of like ego with all of us to different degrees. But I do not have one in that way. I have such a lack of confidence. Not lack of confidence, but just I don't like putting myself on a pedestal, because as a, dare I say, fan of like musicians or, you know, the whole don't meet your heroes kind of thing.
Yeah.
When I've had bad experiences meeting people, I was like, well, who the hell do you walk around thinking your crap don't stink? I don't want to ever have that kind of aura around me, even though
you don't want to be like that.
No, I like joking about that, but don't really. I'm just uncomfortable saying fans.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like I was thinking about it when it comes to my dog.
Oh, your dog. Okay,
my dog. Pardon me.
Your penis for a moment. This would be a short conversation.
I was thinking about my dog Inga, because she'll be 11 next month. She's getting old.
God almighty.
She is old. She'll be 11.
She's 77 in people years.
She still plays like a puppy, though. She's a big puppy. Yeah. Till all of a sudden she ain't anymore.
Nikki Haley says she can still work.
Yeah, I can't retire yet. But but she's almost 11. And I was thinking, like, P1 Lady Marine has a dog, and her dog is P1 Inga's biggest fan. And people get excited when I post pictures of my dog and see him on Snapchat or something. They get excited to see my dog. So my dog has fans. So yeah, we have fans because my dog has fans.
Let me ask a favor of you. Well, no, I'm not.
What?
I'm not a favor. I'm going to just say friend to friend, and I'm going to look you in the eye. You can't see me.
Okay.
I'm John Cena, and over here.
Yeah.
Don't make it a Instagram page.
Oh.
I mean, don't make her. It's just
no, she. never.
Sorry, I was watching Fox News.
She doesn't use Instagram, but I also, man, it's also weird to me that, like, when my dog dies, I mean, I'll mention it stuff. Probably won't show up to work for a day or two when that happens. But the thing about it is I won't go on Facebook and write a eulogy to my dog as if my dead dog reads Facebook posts. Because that's weird to me.
Now, that's something that's, dare I say the word amazing, that you just said that, because I've dealt with this in the past, like on a loved one's birthday or their death anniversary, which is weird to say. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Anniversary of their death, but like to put something on social media, like talking to them first person.
Yeah, it's weird to me.
I know, but
because they're not reading Facebook.
But it's you know what it is for me? It's it's like a public conversation, and also like a I'll give you a great example. Like, oh, my dad's birthday, I posted something, and people are posting on there. This is funny because you know P1 and Jethro, yeah. And a lot of you listening may or may not, but
probably
Jethro posted on that as a comment of about my dad. I give this post 5 lap dances.
Yes.
And a woman that he knows who's my dad's cousin, which you know how Facebook works. Like it shows you what everybody posts and all the connections you have, said, that's my mother's cousin. What are you talking about? And it was my like third cousin.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it's so crazy. It's like, she's like, what do you mean by lap dance? It's like, oh, I used to do movie reviews. And that was and I was like, see, that to me, a nice little gentle reminder of like my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, but talking to dogs, they're all also, in heaven.
I don't think, yeah, I saw the post you made too. And I didn't take it as being like written.
No, I'm oversensitive as hell.
To your dad, like he's going to read it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it gets me is like when it's written like they're going to read this.
Right.
Because
well,
they're
that's not. That's where that's like the thing of Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. As you said,
and the
like,
dog thing gets me twice because they don't even read Facebook when they're alive.
You didn't see AFV 2 weeks ago.
I did not.
There was a Pomeranian on there panning up and down on social media, scratching the hell out of the old lady's iPad, but nevertheless.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was great. Didn't win the $20K though.
That's funny.
You're going to Disney.
Yeah.
Which will cost more than that. You do the fast pass and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dogs have more Inga than Mitchell.
Yeah, well, I've had her almost 11 years and Marshall's only been around for coming up on 3.
Yeah. Do you despise get your gears good, grind them good when we call your dog Mitchell?
No, it don't bother me.
Okay. I just knew how
you don't know the difference either.
It's like my mom with my one grandmother. Oh, they've picked up some English by now. You talk a lot.
Oh, he knows. He knows his name.
You talk too much.
Mitchell. Marshall. No, he didn't look at either one. He's asleep. He's out cold. He's over here on his dog bed.
They do the same thing to you when you're on the couch. You just don't realize it.
Yeah, they do all the time.
you said it for yourself. And what I was thinking earlier, like when something happens to Inga, that I know how you're going to be.
Oh, it'll be bad. It'll be bad.
Yeah. See, that's such a difficult thing. Can I share with you a very sentimental yet very gross thing? I'm going
to
prepare.
If you like to, yeah.
Okay. This is a true story. I may say this on the Rise Guys morning show as well. And it may have already been said by the time you hear this. This happened to me the other day. Pigs only stay pregnant, or they're, what is that called?
Gestation period?
Yep. Listen to this. This is weird. 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. Generally speaking. Now, don't go poking holes and Googling it, but that's what the old Farmer's Almanac stuff says. So we had a real big old fat pig. Really, kind. Me and my daughter are looking at it like, what do you think, 3 on that one? No, that last one had 3, and the gut wasn't that big. Blah, 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 4 or 5, whatever.
Yeah.
That hog went into labor the other day. Now grip yourself. Passed out or passed a very large piglet that was stillborn.
Oh, it's sad.
There was no other pigs to come out, Jim. It was
just one very large piglet?
Yes.
That's sad.
Is that gross to you?
I mean, it would be to watch.
Well, here comes the gross part. She ate it.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably, yeah. As soon as you said, here comes the gross part, I was like, she ate it, and then she did.
What turned from, and I did not get to witness it, thank God, I would have thrown up all over everyone, but what turned into a, oh, look, about to do it, nesting, here we go.
What a roller coaster that is.
What a roller coaster of emotion.
Wow.
To hear that It's like I'm doing it the same way. I'm like, oh, I missed it. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I did that off mic. However, I didn't get any overmodulation.
I think it was good. Sounded fine to me.
I may retell that on. Do you think it's worthy of the other show?
I think so. But then again, we got people trying to eat breakfast during the other show.
Well, they
then
might
again,
be
they might be during this one too.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. That's a real browner danger or whatever. Downer bringer.
Yeah. Bringer one downer. Of those.
Yeah. I again, though, it's like it's so the old euphemism of having grandkids. It's like having kids again, but you get to go to your place and do your thing with all them farm animals. I still live at my house, and but I do have such a closeness with those animals. But to bring, I still do not have a home pet, and yeah. I want one, but I know how looking back at that loss of not one, but two dogs at the same time, how mm-hmm. that really screwed with me. And then our household dog through teenage and college years, Rufus, got worms. And once we realized it was too late and very quick after that. And I remember as a freshman in college, standing at the window, watching my dad pull the carcass of that dog down the hill
mm-hmm.
on a blue tarp because he didn't want to carry it because yeah. the doo-doo comes out and stuff when you pick them up.
Well, yeah.
And me and my sister standing there looking at through the sliding glass window, squalling. I remember I squalled and frequently would for like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time after that. And I don't mind saying this either. I've lost some pets through breakups.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. That's almost as bad as when you're doing the couples thing and you get thrown into a thing. You're like, oh man, I actually like your friend's husband. This is kind of cool.
And oh, then you break up and you lose a friend.
You can't be friends with him anymore.
No, you're not allowed. Back. Yeah. Yeah. It's not the way it goes.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah, that does all suck. You're right.
But I want that companionship at home. I mean, around here,
it's great to have.
The only thing I do is water plants and I do all that stuff at the farm, but I'm talking about like household stuff. Like I want to have sound effects to play in the background.
Yeah, man. It's nice to have sound effects to play in the background occasionally, but you can't tell when. Sometimes it doesn't happen at all. Sometimes it happens way too much.
I'm missing a bottle. Do you hear that?
I don't.
Oh, that ain't what I said it was either.
Oh.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I dare say this, but I do not understand the cat stuff, the people with cats.
Man, cats can be good, but yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. I've had good cats, but a lot of times cats are not good.
But do you know a bunch of, and this is not sexist, it's an observation. The girls that have cats rarely, and I'm saying cats in plural because they rarely will have just one, and there's a type of girl. There's a type to it. If I look at over my life on this big green planet.
Yeah, well, that makes sense that there's the type of girl who's into cats. Kind of like there's horse girl is a genre of woman.
Oh, we had her on the show last week.
There's girls who are big into equestrian and horsemanship and stuff. So there's horse girls, there's cat girls. I mean, it's kind of like dudes who base the majority of their personality around hunting or fishing or whatever they do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Their truck.
Their truck. Yeah. Oh, man. I rode, I'm not going to say geographically where I was at because likelihood of them hearing this is really probably good. But I was driving through an area where I'd say the houses, maybe with this economy, are $110,000 houses.
Lord, that's a lean-to.
So, but I see a vehicle that we talked about the other day during a commercial, that Lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Thunder?
Lightning.
And that's a very, very, very expensive truck.
Yeah, it is.
But then again, I'm like, well, if they're not home much, it's almost like the idea of why are you getting an expensive hotel room if you're going to be on a vacation that you're going to be gone all damn day.
Yeah. Well, and some, when you're not wealthy per se, I see people pick and choose too. There's one particular place I ride by when I go with my wife. We go every Saturday to haul off the trash for the week. We go up to.
You're not talking about homeless people, are you?
No, I'm talking about going to the haul off the garbage in Dacusville.
I'm glad you've changed.
Well, we like to go for one up there because it's a nice little ride, and we ride past this one particular home every time. It's a nice place. It's an older single wide mobile home, but it's well kept, nice yard, but it's simple and small. And there's a beautiful, I can't remember what it is now, but a beautiful old Chevy sitting outside. Mm-hmm. So it's priorities, this guy prioritizes his high dollar classic car over having a big house because he's got all the house he wants and needs. He's got a nice place, so he probably owns it outright. He don't have a mortgage payment, so he can afford stuff like a cool car. It's just some people got different priorities. Some people their priority is a boat or a nice car. Some people's priority is the nice house. It depends on who you are.
I'm just saying the irony.
Yeah, I get your point though. Yeah,
I almost just said ironicity.
Uh huh.
Maybe a real word. I like it. It's fun. It rolls off the tongue.
It's a great word if it is
ironicity.
Real.
It's almost like Iron City. What's up, Pitt Steelers?
Yeah.
I remember one time when I do you remember? Well, you might not have known me then. You didn't know me during the you did the Black Explorer days.
Yeah.
I used to hang around this guy. He'd go out looking for things. Who's an African
quantity of things?
No, so I drove this at the time. I think I paid like $8,500 for it or whatever.
Okay,
And I remember I had a...
That was a nice vehicle back then at that price.
Yeah. I had a football...
Now that's where a decent used car starts, maybe.
Maybe. And it, you check it, you check out the title on it, and it probably came from Louisiana, and it's all rusted out on the bottom.
Yeah, it's been in a flood from Houston or something.
I remember I had a certain football card that at the time was worth about 20 grand, and I had it in my glove compartment. And I remember I left it in there. I was like, oh, God, I forgot. And I was just thinking about, like, that's a Russian nesting, a car that was 6,500, but inside of it was a football card that was $20,000.
Yep.
I didn't pay $20,000. I'm just saying the value of it was.
Man, I got a buddy who drives around in an old pickup truck, and sometimes he'll, like, go shoot, and he'll take, an arsenal with him. And the guns are worth 10 times more than the damn truck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, did what I say sound judgmental at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because I know that. People, I was just using an example of how I've done crap like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, God, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but you ever seen that huge black, I want to say it's a Dodge, huge black Dodge that Brock Lesnar has?
Yeah.
God almighty. Like, if you had said to me in your mind, think of the coolest truck and the presentation of it and everything, and telepathically beam that to us. I mean, that vehicle is nice. Like, I bet you it's like $250,000 truck.
Maybe. It's real nice with all the options and stuff he's done to it. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'd have a hard time getting in and out of it.
Well, yeah, I ain't gonna try.
Oh man, I saw that. I've seen this before, actually, but I saw a meme the other day, and it said redneck running boards, and it was the where the running boards would have been on a Ford Explorer, and
yep.
They just put a wooden shelf.
Yeah.
I've seen that before, like in person.
Yeah,
it was in Berea.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I like when they do that, man.
Yeah,
man. Can I share with you something? Somebody, it goes back to the fans and relationship with the audience kind of thing.
Oh, but yeah.
Somebody sent me on Snapchat. It's a guy I only know as Squash. I don't know his name. I just know he's Squash on Snapchat.
He's a big fan of wrestling.
Usually we talk a little bit about whatever, you know, but yeah. I only know him from Snapchat. And I only know him as Squash. I know he listens to the show. So he sent me this thing. And this is something for you to reckon with, Matt, man.
Okay.
It's
hopefully I can recognize it.
It's a term that was first used in 1956 to describe the relationships between audiences and stars of news programs, television, movies, and radio.
Okay, I know the thing about stars and stardom and all that. I know where that comes from.
And I've seen it lately. It pops up a lot on X. It's kind of a trendy little thing to talk about right now, apparently.
Is it like it comes off fanaticism, correct?
Well, it's just called parasocial friendship. Like, I've seen people mention it on X, talking about each other, like judging each other in the comments of some famous person's post about a weird parasocial friendship with The Rock or whatever, you know?
Oh, it's like, I'll give you a great example of that. I just saw it today. I didn't say it on the show because we're like jelly rolled out, but apparently Bunny Exo, his wife, said in some podcast or something, I'm making fun of podcasts while I'm on one, but
yeah,
I'm not making fun of them. I just couldn't remember what it's on. Maybe it's a talk show, but she said, so-and-so, hot actor or whatever, is my hall pass. And people started attacking her on behalf of her own husband in the damn comments. And she's like, no, you guys, A, it's not a real thing, but he also has so-and-so. And then Jelly Roll comes in. It's on somebody else's Instagram. He's like, hey, it's this fun little thing we do, but... People are like, yeah, but she looks like she'd really cheat on you, Jelly Roll. And it's like, God almighty, man. Y'all are like, this is why Hollywood or famous couples don't work. Y'all sons of bitches drive them apart.
Yeah.
Bots.
Yeah. But it's parasocial friendship is a very real thing, an interesting thing. It's just, it's a one-sided relationship between someone and a media persona where the persona is unaware the other person exists.
Oh, see.
It's well, where, you know, people listen to the show and feel like we're all friends, even though we're not there talking to them and they're not talking back to us, but they feel that relationship with us. That's just parasocial friendship.
The greatest compliment, and we've both heard this together, and we've heard it separately and blah, 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 many times over the years. And it's like, you guys are sexy as hell. No, the comment, and it's one of the greatest compliments, is like, it's weird. I feel like I already know you.
Like, yeah.
That is like, because of the medium that we're even on this one right now. I remember one of the first few times I ever got recognized in public. This was the early days of like MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
This is before you had to be in college to get on Facebook. Now it's like no one in college is on Facebook.
Yes.
I remember, no, and I was like, how did you know it was me? It's like, something I was wearing. Like, I knew you're a fan of, I think it was something Colts related at the time. And I was like, for us to get over that without the use of like video at the time or television or, you know, TV commercials or whatever, that's pretty damn cool.
Yes, that is cool. I like that.
You didn't think it was all that cool?
No, it's cool, man.
I can see you. No, you can't see me.
I'm not bullshitting. That was cool. No, you do that thing. I always got to like, no, I mean it.
I've tried to get better at that.
That's a Scorpio thing.
Is it?
Well, yeah, my wife's Scorpio too.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Well, you never have to worry. I mean, I wouldn't do it anyway, obviously, but you never have to. I know not to ever. That's where I am a little bit, I think, in those ways as far as the signs or whatever. I could never be with a Scorpio because we're both introverted extroverts.
Yeah. Yeah. And Scorpios tend to
be creative and mysterious and good in bed
and react emotionally to things.
Oh, boy. I never do that. Dude, you don't know. I mean, when you're aware of your own, I mean, everybody's like this, but maybe they don't vocalize it as much. But when you're aware of your own like social discretions or miscues or blah blah blah, mm-hmm. like I heard, I'm not going to quote who said it because he's not well liked by the world. And you can have fun with that all day. But I'll tell you, Nine, off the thing. But he said, don't understand. I can go out in the ring in front of 15, 25, even 93,000 people and be this whatever. But if you put me in a meeting with seven people, I go introverted. And I do that too. It's such a weird freaking thing. So when people do meet me, I'll tell you, I had the toughest situation with it like 5-6 years ago, real bad, where people had this preconception, I guess would be, of how I was. And then when they were with me, I'll tell you who it was. It was a one of those situations I mentioned earlier where you lose the friend because of a relationship ending.
Yeah.
He was expecting like, you know, always cracking jokes, I guess, or just always being on it or whatever. And like, it's like, wow, you know, this, you kind of are a little different. And I was like, well, it's not an exaggeration, but it's also like, I realized my place. I shouldn't be just sitting there in the morning just talking like this. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I pull that preacher move when he needs to wake up the people in the back pew, and he starts screaming like that. I learned it from Regis.
Yeah, yeah. Regis did it too. He did it very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's a weird thing where people don't expect you to be the same all the time. I don't expect anybody to be the same all the time. That's unreasonable.
Well, I think we used to say all the time, and we had that beer guy that time. He saw us at a minor league baseball game, and you know, way into the night, and he met us for the first time, and we're sitting there just cracking jokes, and he's like, he made that quote that we still quote to this day: "Man, y'all show never ends."
Man, y'all show never ends. Yeah,
and then you kind of feel this kind of thing to when I do meet people, whether it be in an appearance or whatever, I do feel the need to do some kind of thing like that. Like, I look around, and not that I'm busting their balls, but I may make some reference to if they're wearing like, hey dudes, I may start, you know, man, what do you like about those?
What's up with the hey dudes?
Are you just real lazy? Are they that comfortable? Let me try them on. Yeah, whatever. Just kind of do that kind of stuff. But then once you, especially if it's in like a relaxing chill kind of place, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to always be doing that. And I'm not, certainly not the one trying to be the master of ceremonies in those situations either.
Well, no,
I'm part of the audience. I'm a fan.
Yeah. But you think about a day like today where we're, you know, we do a little podcast recording. We did a show this morning. We have already talked a lot today. How much more talking do we really have in us?
I got to go to my mama's tonight. So, oh hell,
not much then.
Thank God. Yeah. I just sat there and said, oh yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. It's not that, it's not that we just, oh God, I'm so tired from talking. It's just, but it's a lot of thinking. It's hours and hours of thinking on your feet while you're talking, and your brain just kind of gets burnt out on it. It's not that it's exhausting, but to your brain just kind of gets tired of playing with words.
So you're admitting you have a thinking problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. We're a pair of David Balls.
There we are.
If you're laughing at that right now, God bless you. Like, from my heart.
Appreciate
if you in the audience, a fan, whatever you are, if you're laughing at that joke, I think of jokes for people like you.
Mm-hmm.
The voiceless.
That's true. You probably laugh at a lot of our jokes. We wonder if anybody gets.
I'm the voice of the voiceless.
Yeah.
Is that being used yet?
I think so.
Oh, damn it.
You could be the face of the faceless.
Well, I think, oh, crap, you'll beat me to this punchline. Kevin Bacon already had that role, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Wasn't he faceless? His whole body, he's all disappeared.
He was Hollow Man.
He was all disappeared.
Yeah,
my
his
God.
Whole body disappeared, man.
Wow. I am just the stereotype of the South. I really am. Not in all those ways. I mean,
not certainly. In every way, no.
I don't have any attractive cousins.
No.
I'm kidding. They're all very hot. They're all hot girls.
You know what? I think we've done enough podcasts for this episode.
And dug enough holes.
No, we're fine. We'll dig back out on the next episode.
All right, cool. I got a septic tank ready right here on a pallet, so get
all
on
right.
over here.
Well, I'm Nye.
I'm Matt Man.
And it's After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.